The Ticket.
Michigan Insider Podcast is brought to you in part by defense attorney and WTKA legal insider Joe Simon. Find Joe at themichigandefenders.com.
And we are back, folks, here on the Michigan Insider Sports Talk 1050. WTKA online at WTKA.com. Sam Webb, Ira Weintraub on the other side of the county. You know what that music means. It means that it's the time of the show where we give you the latest and the greatest football and or basketball recruiting. Take your recruiting questions at this time and this time only. 734-998-1050. You can tweet us at Michigan Insider. Tweet me directly at SamWebb77. You can email us at studio at WTKA.com. The recruiting roundup is brought to you by Ann Arbor criminal defense attorney and WTKA legal insider Joe Simon. Now, if you or a loved one are facing criminal charges, a police investigation, or maybe you're seeking to expunge a criminal record, there is no better option than our friend Joe. Now, you guys know Joe from his legal insider segments on these airwaves. You've heard Joe's understanding of the law and his ability to explain it in terms that we can all understand. This translates to the courtroom. It's why Joe is so successful in court and in front of juries, and why he has achieved his state national recognitions. You can find the law offices of Joseph A. Simon located right across the street from the Big House. And also find Joe at themichigandefenders.com. That's themichigandefenders.com. You know, the praise, the attention, the respect that we see, that we're seeing Juwan Howard command on the recruiting trail. We're seeing more evidence of it all the time. His recruiting class, the rankings, our updated rankings came out. You see guys getting even more notice. You can check that out. Had a detailed update on guys moving in the rankings over on the MichiganInsider.com. So be sure to check that out. But then as we get out on the circuit and talking to some of the recruits, talking to some of their coaches, you also are hearing that as well from them. I talked about Ty Streets yesterday, right? Ty Streets, who you just don't hear a whole lot from Ty about Michigan, but man, he had a lot to say about Juwan. Speaking up in favor of Juwan, I actually tweeted about that yesterday, an excerpt from the story where, you know, he was very out front. I'll give you just a quick quote. He said about Juwan, quote, "He's doing a heck of a job up there. He's doing a heck of a job. I think he's interested in a couple of our kids, so I hope it works out for him with them. Juwan is doing a heck of a job at Michigan. I'm so proud of what they're doing up there." He goes on to say in that piece, "Whatever he needs from me, I got him." Same thing we talked to five-star J.J. Taylor, and his coach is Mike Irvin, who's one of the coaches for Mac Irvin Fire, who it was also Juwan's point guard in high school. So you're starting to see that and hear that from some of the prospects as well. An excerpt from the most recent edition of the Michigan Recruiting Insider, we focused on that. And we focused on that especially as it relates to the top player in this state, not named Imani Bates, young man by the name of Ty Rogers, and Michigan's positioning with him, the role that his high school coach played in helping Michigan build and fortify relationships there, where they stand in that recruitment. So this is an excerpt, a basketball recruiting excerpt from the most recent edition of the Michigan Recruiting Insider. Here we go.
Joining us for the first time in a while is Josh Hinschke on the podcast. Josh, how you doing?
Doing great. You guys forgot about me.
Didn't forget about you, man. You know, it's just, yeah, you had to go on a little bit of a hiatus, but you're coming back with a bang when it comes to the big time recruiting news on the basketball front. We also have Bryce Marich, who is pulling double duty as he covered some basketball recruiting action last weekend as well. You guys were down in Fort Wayne at a facility, an event that I frequented for over a decade. I think the first time I went to what was originally called the Spies Run and Slam tournament was 2002, I think, was my first one. And so it's been going on for a long time. It's now called the Bill Hensley Memorial Running Slam Classic. And a guy, you know, here's the funny thing. A guy who's had a team in that event for about as long as I've been going is former Michigan Wolverine Ty Streets, who had his team Mean Streets is one of the top teams on the Nike circuit. And they are always one of the best teams when it comes to this Spies tournament. And that was, again, true. And they have a number of prospects, guys, that the Wolverines are recruiting, right?
So, personally, I watched the 17U team for the Mean Streaks, and it's coached by Ty Streets, former Michigan, you know, All-American, I think, or national champion, at least. I know he told me a little about his background, and we'll have more on that, where he played, actually, college basketball at Michigan, too.
He did. He did.
Which I did not know.
You know, Ty used to, I don't know if he told you this, he used to carry around a tape of him dunking on KG, on Kevin Garnett. Back in the day, he used to carry that tape around campus. That's the word. That was the word on campus. Hey, Ty Streets has this tape where he's dunking on Kevin Garnett. So did you know Kevin Garnett was on his way to Michigan? Did you know
I
that?
I did not. Yeah. I know Jamal Crawford went to Michigan. Yeah,
Kevin Garnett, if he had gone to college, would have gone to Michigan. That was the word. But let's get back to Ty Streets. Let's get back to some current basketball recruiting. So, yeah, Mean Streets, and he has a few players that Michigan is recruiting.
Loaded team. I think Josh would feel the same on this. I mean, we watched them and we're just like, they're head and shoulders above everyone. They won the tournament for at least their age bracket, 17U. And let's start off with AJ Casey. He's a 4-star borderline 5-star player from Winnie Young, Illinois. Michigan offered him, I want to say back in January. Since then, they've been on him. I mean, like wet on rice. I mean, they have been on him, and he's a guy that they love his versatility. He can play the 4, he can play the 3, he can play the 2, I think. Like, I mean, he's a little big, but in terms of defending, he could probably defend the 2. We even saw him play a little 5 and defend the 5 too. Shooting, can attack the rim, long, lanky, good finisher, extremely good defender as well. I was a little surprised about this or about that. First time seeing him play, exceptional athlete. I mean, he can jump out the gym. Extremely strong as well. So he's a guy I know Michigan really likes. Juwan Howard himself has made him our priority. And so when I talked to him, and I posted this on the story, which you can read in the Michigan Insider, he said, you know, Juwan Howard, because they're both from Chicago, he just gets him. He gets where he's from. He's been in his shoes. And, you know, he knows the path, what it takes to get to the next level. That's a guy he really connects with. He said that's probably the strongest connection he has out of any coach recruiting him right now, Juwan Howard. And that's telling, because if you look at some of these, you know, programs recruiting, we're talking about Illinois, Gonzaga, Ohio State. I mean, all the who's who of college basketball wants this kid. And it showed. I mean, the kid is a top level talent and he played up to it.
You remember, Josh, the initial recruiting cycle, we were like, man, you know, the Chicago ties, those are going to be the strongest ones for Juwan. Now, he was recruiting all over the country, but you felt like Chicago was going to be the stomping ground that he was able to tap into first, right? But it didn't quite work out with Namari Burnett, who coincidentally went to Texas Tech and has since transferred, right? He was able to tap into his DMV ties first from his Washington Bullets/Wizards days, and he goes down there, he gets Hunter Dickinson, he gets, you know, Terrence Williams. But then last cycle, he gets Isaiah Barnes, and it's like you just feel like that was the, you know, the dam breaking. Because whether it's AJ Casey or JJ Taylor, who we're going to talk about a little bit later on in the podcast, you just sense guys just like, man, Juwan, that's my guy. That is my dude. And between the relationships and the success that they've had on the floor, I mean, that really seems to be resonating down there in the Windy City right now.
Yeah, I mean, let's just be honest. I mean, Juwan just knows everybody. I mean, the guy just knows everybody, and everybody likes him.
And so they're in on AJ Casey in a very strong way, Bryce. But they also have a kid from right here in the state of Michigan, and Ty Rogers, Grand Blanc, state champ, player of the year, right? Just checking all the boxes on the in-state scene, but playing with Mean Streets. And the thing I like about Ty, what do you need? Coach, what do you need me to do? Need me to score? I got you, coach. You need me to guard? You need me to check? Got you, coach. You need me to get some rebounds. Got you. He is that guy that you put on the court and he just plugs holes. Whatever you need him to do, dive on the ground for a loose ball. You need him to do it, he'll do that. Ty Rogers is like the everyman on the court. Josh coaches, wherever he goes, a coach is going to love him because he's going to show up all over the stat sheet.
Yeah, I just said this on the message boards before we started recording. I think Ty Rogers is the most defensive ready prospect in this class. That kid has got some clamps, and we've seen and Bryce can attest to this too. I mean, he saw more Rogers than I did, but you know, from what I saw, you know, the kid is just a dog out there. You know, he gives maximum effort, maybe too much effort at times, especially when he's got the ball in his hands. I think if he can learn to kind of slow it down just a little bit and kind of develop some ball handling, you know, that'll really help his game immensely. But, you know, when you're talking about, you know, the quickest path to playing time, whether it's Michigan or wherever, if you can play defense, you're going to play, because coaches don't want to play you if you're going to be a liability out there. And I'm really impressed with his game. I really like his game a lot. But yeah, as I said, you know, if he can develop more of that scoring mentality and, you know, he's capable of it, but if he can develop that more efficiently and
you say he's sometimes he needs to be more selfish is what you're saying.
Yeah. I think that's probably a good way to put it, just to be a little bit more selfish.
Bryce, I know you've seen Ty a lot. What are you thinking? Where do you think things stand with his recruitment?
With his game, you know, he's, like you said, I mean, when you watch him play, especially in like an AAU setting, a lot of these guys just don't play defense. It's just up and down, up and down, up and down. And when I saw him first game, first possession, Shawnee Brown, full court press. And you're like, this kid is, I mean, like, what is he doing out there? And, you know, and then he's locking the kid up and the kid has to pass the ball because he's afraid of getting a 10-second call. I mean, he's just that type of player. And one of my favorite things is watching him rebound. Mm-hmm. I mean, when he wants to rebound, and I'm going to throw it back, but he looks like Dennis Rodman. I mean, he just grabs the ball and he yells, give me that. And you know it's his. No one's taking that ball. So impressive athlete, state champion, helped Grambling to its first ever, you know, program state championship. He doesn't, like Josh said, he could do more.
Offensively.
And I think that's just his personality. Right. You talk to him, he's just not that type of kid, you know. But if you ask him to, he'll do it. But if you ask him, hey, we need 10, we need 20 rebounds this game, we need 10 assists this game, he'll just do it, you know. Even a, hey, man, this guy's hot right now, we need you to sit on the bench because this is a better matchup for us, I got you. Mm-hmm. I mean, even the game I was watching play, he's clapping, you know, doing what Michigan used to do on the bench, you know, yelling, you know, D up, D up. And he's just a team player. And he's the type of guy that I know is a top 50 player. And we talk about all these guys that Michigan's recruiting, but he's one I would not want to lose. This is a guy I would definitely take. If this is just my call, if I was picking it, if you told me I could get Ty Rogers, I'm taking him in a heartbeat.
Yeah, Michigan has prioritized him, and they prioritized him for some time. Now, when Juwan first got here, and we talked about this before, you know, he had to be concerned with getting those 20 guys, those 2020 class, getting that done. But once he did, he came back around and really started connecting with Ty. Now, Saidi Washington did a good job of keeping that relationship up, making sure to say, man, give it some time. It's going to happen. He just has to – he's coming from the pros. He didn't have any of these relationships established from a recruiting standpoint that you need in order to get kids. So he's, you know, he has to lock this up. But once he did and he started talking to Ty, and you, this was clear in your interviews and in others, that he really feels connected. So it's not just Saidi anymore. Now he feels connected to Juwan. He feels connected to the entire staff. Wolverines feel like they're in a good place with Ty, would you say?
100%. And, you know, going back to that, I talked to his head coach at Grand Blake, Mike Thomas, and he said, you know, Juwan was the first coach to be, I guess, as blunt as he's ever been. He straight up, when he got hired and wanted to recruit Ty, said, I need time. I need to learn the kid. I need to know the family. He's like, what do I ask him?
Yeah, and shout out to Mike. Coach about and shout out to Mike. First of all, Mike, for winning the state championship. Congrats for bringing the state championship home. But a coach who didn't take it personally, that the offer didn't come right away, that's number one. And then talk to the kid and his parents and his people about not taking it personally too. Look, this is the deal. Just coming from the pros, has to get his bearings on the recruiting trail. They are watching you. I'm in communication with them. They're going to come back around. That could have gone another way. If Mike is like, man, look, man, screw Michigan, man. They haven't offered you yet. We're going to look someplace. We've seen stuff like that happen, whether it's football or bad. That can happen. Could very easily go another way. So I think, you know, whether Michigan gets Ty Rogers or not, the way Mike handled that recruitment out the gate was a big deal, is a big deal, and it plays a role in where Michigan is in that recruitment right now. So that needs to be highlighted that, yeah, Michigan has done a great job, but you had a coach there that is, you know, making sure that the message is getting through. And again, didn't take it personally coming out of the gate. But that's not the only. You can read more on Ty Rogers over at MichiganInsider.com.
You can hear the Michigan Recruiting Insider in its entirety. It's an hour in length, jam-packed with recruiting information on both the football and basketball sides. You can find that wherever you get your podcasts, Google, Stitcher, Spotify, iTunes, you name it. Just search Michigan Insider podcast and up they will come. Select the Michigan Recruiting Insider and there you'll have it. Be sure to subscribe. Be sure to rate it and review it. Tell all your friends about it. We got to get to a break. Be back on the other side here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA, the ticket.